When I was preparing this week for my homily, what struck me was the last sentence in the gospel. "This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased." We can all acknowledge that God loves us all. God created us and God loves what he's created. So we know that God loves us. But if God was to stand in front of you right now, could he say he was pleased with you? Could he say that? We know that we're not perfect, and God knows that too. We need to look inside ourselves to see whether and what we have to change and what we have to do in order to please God. We might say, well, you know I'm not perfect, but I know I'm neither a bad person. I have my faults like everyone else. I don't really commit any mortal sins, but mostly venial sins. I go to Mass on Sunday, I receive Holy Communion, and once in a while I go to confession. So what is missing in me to become pleasing to God? Maybe I've become complacent in my faith. I go through the motions when I pray and when I go to Mass, but I really don't get anything out of it. I don't get any growth. Do I get involved in my faith, in my church? Am I serving God or my neighbors the way I should? Am I the type of person who don't like reading getting their hands dirty and feel comfortable just donating for the just cause? You know, this is one reason I like Pope Francis, because he's a hands-on person. When he was Bishop of Argentina, he rescued 80 girls from human trafficking. He hid them in different homes at the convents and got them to sneak out of country. If the human traffickers would have found out about that, he probably would not have been Pope. Now, another thing we have to ask ourselves also, do I visit prisons? Do I visit the sick? Do I help others? Am I involved in the parish and as Eucharist ministers, as a lector, as an usher, as a catechist, involved with the Yuku, the music group, or any other parish ministries? Maybe if I'm doing something of these things, maybe God might find me more pleasing to him. What about those who are already involved in doing this? Maybe they're feeling too comfortable about themselves, saying, oh, well, I'm already doing what the deacon says, so, you know, I could slide into home base already. Well, are you? Are you completely that sure about yourself? Isn't there something missing? Are you listening to God telling you that to get involved in something else? Or are you retired because you retired from working, you retired from serving God? Imagine if God retired from serving us. We should never be retired from serving God, because he never retires from us. We should look to serve him every day, to be pleasing to him. Now, I came here down in Florida about 16 years or so. I started out at Blessed Sacrament. I came with the idea, well, I'm retired. I'm going to live down in Florida. I'll serve as a deacon. I'll serve at Mass. And that'd be it. But I was open to God, and God had other things for me to do. I was at Blessed Sacrament 10 years. I was in charge of the RCA program. I did all the precanas, all the marriage paperwork, the baptisms. I did the prison ministry. I did the charge of the Spanish community. I did all that. and I was supposed to be retired. But I felt that if God is calling me to serve Him, I should continue serving Him because I want to be pleasing to Him and I want Him to continue blessing me. And after 7 years or so in Blessed Sacrament, I went to St. Anne's. And I didn't have all those responsibility I had in Blessed Sacrament, but I worked for the Catholic Relief Service, you know, with the rice bowls and all that, and I was a good fellow for them. And I started and created the Diocese of Orlando Human Trafficking Task Force, which I was the coordinator of it for 4 years. And after 4 years, I resigned while helping Catholic Charity to create a paying position for somebody to take over for me so they can continue to work. Because the Human Trafficking Task Force was recognized by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Human Trafficking Office, and they use our task force as a model for others to follow. Then I came here to Resurrection about 4 years ago. And I was still the coordinator of the task force. Like I said, I resigned. And when after I resigned, I remained on the task force as a consultant for them and for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Human Trafficking Task Force. So I did that. And I said, you know, one thing that I was already 20 years was a Knight of Columbus. But I was never really able to work with them because I was too busy doing so many other things. So I said, this is my opportunity now. So I started helping out the Knights. And I found that the Knights were missing something. They, like many of us here, did a lot of good because these Knights really help out the community and the parish in many things they do. But they were not being fed. And that's what I have a feeling of many of us here, that are not being fed spiritually. If we want to become pleasing to God, we need to allow ourselves to be fed by God spiritually, to grow closer to Him. So I did tonight, so I said, let's do a spiritual retreat last year, or first time. And it went well, we had 75 people. And it was good because they were spiritually fed. And unless you've been to a spiritual retreat, you cannot be spiritually uplifted. If you want to be spiritually uplifted, you need to be able to open yourself out to God. Now, there are many ways to become pleasing to God. Like I said, getting fed spiritually is one thing. And for those who are interested, on Saturday, January 25th, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 1:30 in the parish hall, we're going to have a spiritual retreat sponsored by the Knights in the hall. The theme is taking a leap of faith with the Holy Spirit. This retreat will offer 6 different exercises in spirituality, a chance to develop and grow spiritually, if you're willing to take a leap of faith. Get out of your comfort zone and meet God in a whole new light. Also allowing God to work in you differently than what you are used to. That's how you get fed spiritually, being open. That's how God finds you more pleasing. Allowing yourself to be open to God is an exciting journey. It's a spiritual journey. Then, like I said, we can make ourselves more pleasing to God and we might find ourselves closer to God. Now, for any of you who are interested about going to the retreat after Mass, they're going to give out flyers, hopefully, at all the exits, and also in the bulletin, you know, because you need to register to go to retreat. And the reason you need to register is because the Knights are providing breakfast and lunch free. So if for any reason, you go for the free meal. But if you go on to find out for the retreat, you know, You need to follow the instructions, so this way we know how many people are coming to feed. Again, this is one of many ways to become more pleasing to God. You need to do soul searching. You need to look inside yourself. You need to examine yourself completely and see what is missing in my life so I could be more pleasing to God. So this way, when I get to heaven and I meet God, He can say to me, "I am pleased with you." Let us pray. Oh Lord, we truly want to be more pleasing to you. Help us grow more spiritually so we can know you more and serve you more. Amen.